All right, welcome to the Sports Ethos Atlanta Chargers podcast. Joined as always on a Thursday night by Will and Brandon. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. I wish the game was better tonight, but you know, that's what you get for Thursday night football.
Will, you knew this game was gonna be bad right after I told you that was gonna be on our schedule this season. Kind of lived up to what we thought.
Yeah, honestly, it went down as what I expected. I thought maybe the Patriots would have done a little bit better on offense, but the Jets defense showed up tonight.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely did. But I'll be honest, and I'll start with you, Will. I'm still not very confident in the Jets this season. I don't think this game moves the needle for me at all. Does it for you? We'll go ahead.
Is your hey, Brandon? Again?
There we go.
Brandon?
I thought you can go ahead, Brandon. You can start.
I am going? Oh, I thought you were talking about Brandon. Okay, yeah. Wait, what was the question again?
Do you feel confident on the Jets, though? Are you sold? Because I'm not. I'm still not sold.
Okay, yeah, honestly, I don't. Honestly, it was the Patriots. Usually the Patriots will probably give you a good battle test, but I guess tonight they didn't really live up to it, and it just finally woke up. But depending on how well the Jets play today, it really shows optimism that actually that there's something going on with the worst, but we'll see how they do versus like better competitive matches offensively, defensively. But this is a good showing that the Jets are waking up a little bit. But honestly, in my opinion, I even told Brandon before the show happened, like I still think they need to pay Hassan Reddick, because I think with Will McDonald showing up tonight, I feel like this team could do something alongside Quinnen Williams. So this is something good to show for at least for this game, but I still think there's still a little bit more question marks moving forward, but this is a good start.
We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks, Brandon. They need Hassan Reddick if they're going to be competitive in the AFC.
Yeah, and they absolutely do. And I mean, who better than that? Who better than me to know who Hassan Reddick is? But you know, like, yeah, you look at their next couple games, they can get by. I mean, you know, Broncos, you could probably win that game. Vikings is a little tough the way it's going right now. That's an away game. But, you know, your games after that, you know, for the next few weeks, I mean, it's not the hardest schedule, but Bills, Steelers, Patriots again, but Texans, Cardinals could even put up a fight if Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here. So, you know, it's going to be a tough test for them. But, yeah, they got to really get Hassan Reddick in the building, because that defensive line played great tonight. But then again, you know, the Patriots don't have a good offensive line and really don't have good quarterback play. So you kind of take it with a grain of salt. I mean, Will McDonald has exploded this year, like, what, 4.5 or 5 sacks already? So he's off to a great start. But, you know, that's not going to be sustainable. You know, like, you know, you definitely just need that. You know, you brought in Hassan Reddick to pair with guys like Quinnen Williams and Will McDonald. If he's not going to play, it's not going to take you very far. So, because eventually those guys are just going to get, you know, every other play, one of those guys is going to get doubled, and then, you know, offenses will be able to pick that defense apart. Like, we can't forget, this is the same defense that got picked apart by the Niners, who didn't really play great against them, but they still got picked apart by the Niners. So, you know, and that, you know, everybody circled that game on the calendar. So I just don't see how the Jets can compete if they can put up a fight in these games, because you have Aaron Rodgers now. You know, you have basically the healthiest team you've had now. And I mean, minus Jermaine Johnson, that's another reason why they need Hassan Reddick, because Jermaine Johnson's done for the season. So if, you know, like they can hang around in games, you know, you've got Aaron Rodgers, you've got, you know, more or less somewhat of, you know, basically the healthiest squad you've had in a few years. So you just need like some stability really overall. Like you can't, you know, everybody's like, oh yeah, they played great tonight. They blew out the Patriots. It's like, yeah, but the Patriots were not supposed to, you know, win a ton of games this year. They should be really, they should be 0-3, not 1-2. So yeah, the Jets still need a little bit of work. I'm not sold just yet, just because Rodgers wasn't good. He was great tonight, but there's going to be games where you're going to need that defense to step up. Every quarterback is going to go through struggles, and every offense will go through struggles. I mean, they've got enough of the right pieces and ingredients, but you need the whole, you need that missing piece to make the pie. And that missing piece to me is Hassan Reddick. We know what he did in Philly, big part of that Super Bowl, you know, that Super Bowl run in 22. And double digit sacks, that was not great at all. And yeah, you bring him to the Jets. You hope he plays. You want him to be that difference maker. And, you know, he's got a high motor. He's a speed rusher, but he's got power. He would make that defense played well tonight, but he would make that defense extremely scary if he played. And you pride yourself on defense if you're a Jets player or Jets, even Jets fan. You know, we know how good their defense can be when they're all healthy and, you know, getting after it. So he needs to be there because this won't be sustainable every week or for multiple weeks. So this was nice tonight, but you need a little more, and he's a little more that you need.
Yeah, I said in a New York chat earlier, I'm thinking 5-7 wins for them, and I'm kind of sticking to that because I just don't feel good about them. I still don't feel very good, and I think that's the case for all of us, where it's like this game just doesn't really move the needle as much as we probably would like for the Jets, I would say. All right, I'm quickly looking up what our games of the week are going to be, because I need to see what the announcing schedule is. So let me see that. Announcing schedules? Let's see. But the pot cookies are going to be interesting, I'll say that much, because yikes. There's some really bad games this week. But other than that, let me see. So
yeah, I'll get looking at that.
Yeah, just look at that. It's like, okay. Okay, so where's Tom Brady? Where's Brady at this week? Okay. Oh, my Lord. Okay. All right, so I got the games. Here we go. So, the games you can't pick for games of the week are Chargers-Steelers, Ravens-Cowboys, another week of Tom Brady covering a Cowboys game. Yay. Chiefs-Falcons, Jags-Bills, Commanders-Bengals. So, minus those, what's our game of the week, Brandon?
All right, so we can't pick Chiefs Falcons. Basically, we can't pick Sunday, the last three games. So we can't. The last four games on my screen. Can't pick Ravens Cowboys. Can't pick Chiefs Falcons. Can't pick Bills Jags. Can't pick
Chargers
Commanders Bengals. Chargers Steelers. So everything else is fair game, right?
Everything else is fair game. Also, Chargers Steelers CBS. That's your choice.
Well,
that's your choice, guys. Really? Okay.
Yeah, there's better games they could have put on there. Yeah. If we're doing game of the week, then I'm gonna be biased. Give me Eagles Saints.
This isn't biased. This is the number one game of the week. This is the number one game of the week. This is number one on my board as well. It's
you've
Eagles
got,
Saints.
You've got the two best running backs in football right now. You've got Derek Carr, who's lighting it up. Jalen Hurts, who, listen, you can say what you want about his turnovers, but he's keeping the team in games. He's finding ways. The last Monday night's loss was not on him, and we know that. Two explosive offenses. I mean, the Eagles are minus A.J. Brown, but Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, Dallas Goedert, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, a top five offensive line against, you know, a team of, you know, Derek Carr, Alvin Kamara, Chris Olave, you know, that's a pretty damn good game. And the Saints are no pushovers, as they've shown so far through 2 weeks. And, you know, Philly will, I don't care what anybody says, you know, the Eagles could be the worst team in the league, they could be the best team in the league. The Eagles will always make games close and competitive and fun. Rarely does Philly get blown out. So that's got to be game of the week. I mean, you know, Philly's pissed off, looking to right the ship, and the Saints are looking to stay basically hotter than hell right now. So that's going to be – I expect that game to be a brawl. So that's game of the week for me.
Yeah, that since you picked that, obviously we'll do a different game. But, yeah, for me that's pretty easy. Will, what's your game of the week other than Eagles, Saints, and the ones we can't pick?
We can't pick Texans, Vikings, right?
You can.
You can pick Texans, yeah. Vikings. I like that choice. Explain why. I like that.
I got two picks, but I guess only one. I was thinking about choosing, but I think Texans and Vikings to me is a sleeper, to be honest, because what the Vikings was able to do last week versus the Niners, you know, despite the Niners having some injuries here and there, the Vikings still showed out. I believe Justin Jefferson will be fine, I believe.
Yes. Or probably, as of now, yeah. I think he's limited in practice this week, so he'll be fine.
Okay, he'll be fine. So that would be good. I think Sam Darnold has arrived. And then the Texans, you know how the Texans is, how stacked they are, you know, despite not putting up most offensive points, they're still, you know, as a whole, a good offensive unit. So, honestly, I think that's going to be a sleeper one. I'm also thinking about the Lions and Cardinals. That's my pick.
I'm going Lions and Cardinals. You can give two. No, I'm going Lions Cardinals. But go ahead and explain it, because this is a great matchup too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know the Lions. You know, they fell short versus the Broncos, but Aiden Hutchinson had a great game. I believe he had around five sacks, I believe, or five and a half. But he played great, honestly. And how the Cardinals, how they use Marvin Harrison, Kyler Murray showing out versus the Rams team. I think this is going to be a bit also another sleeper matchup. And I believe might come down to the last possession. But I think it's determined which offense arrives. And I think, in my opinion, I think the Cardinals have an edge, especially what we saw last week.
Yeah, I really love this matchup. It's a really tight game. I'll give the spread. It's Detroit -3. I don't think that's a shocker. I think both of these teams are very, very good. I want to see more of Sam Laporta for Detroit, but this is a toss up for me. This is a really good matchup. Let's do interesting spreads. Let's do Eagles Saints. What's your guess on the spread for Eagles Saints?
I think last time I checked, because I had to look at the spreads last night as I was doing my defense rankings for the week. So, well, I'm not going to say, because I think I know the answer, so I'll let Will go first.
Will, what's your guess?
Eagles Saints?
Yep.
Ah, man. I have to say, it might go down by at least 6 points.
Ooh. The spread is New Orleans -2.5.
Yep. 2.5.
Let's see other interesting ones that I want to do.
That's the one I vividly remember. I was like, yeah, I know it's Saints -2.5.
Let's do Panthers Raiders. What's the spread? Immediate laugh from Will.
Dang. Would it be? Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a close game. Would it be 7?
Okay. Raiders 7. Okay. Right, Raiders. No, you're not picking the Panthers, Will. We're not right?
No, I'm picking Raiders 7.
I think even in our pick 'em league, I think we picked the Raiders.
I think everyone picked the Raiders. What's your guess, Brandon?
I think I saw this the line, but I'm just but I don't remember off the top of my head. So I'm gonna say I know it was a little higher. I don't know, I feel like Will was right, but for the hell of it, I'll say Raiders minus 8.
Minus 5.
Oh,
really?
Okay, here there's a lot of interesting spreads. I wonder how I do one or two more. There's some really interesting spreads this week. But actually I'll do one cuz this one's interesting. Go Ravens Cowboys spread. Brandon, I'll start with you.
I believe the last time I checked it, I think it's almost a pick 'em. I think it's close. I think it's like, if I remember, I think it's like, is it Ravens like minus 1 or 1.5? It's something small.
Will, what's your guess?
I would say Ravens minus 3.
Ravens minus 1. That's probably the weirdest one of the week for me.
Yeah, because that one I remember was a pick 'em.
There's Bears Colts is Colts minus 1. Texans Vikings is Houston minus 2. That's probably the other. Dolphins Seahawks is Seahawks minus 4.5. I feel like that should be bigger. But there's that.
Especially with no Tua.
Yeah,
that should be
way bigger. Pot Cookies game of the week. Is it time to admit the Carolina Panthers? Yes or no, Brandon?
I think so.
we're just now officially getting rid of the Panthers. Do you want to do like a month or do you want to do for the rest of the year?
Oh my God. I mean, honestly, I feel like rest of the year, like the Cardinals became fun, but the Panthers are not going to become fun.
They're not going like, to we admitted the Cardinals and after the first month, we're like, we got to put them back in because they're fun.
Because they were actually fun. Like, they weren't good, but they were fun games.
Yeah.
So
the Panthers are not going to be fun.
The Panthers are what they are. And the thing is, now with a quarterback change, I think you almost have to get rid of them for a whole season. I mean, I don't want to say that yet. I kind of want to, like, do, like, a little test run with it and, like, say, hey, let's wait till the end of week 4 to fully omit them.
Okay, but like, for the next 2 weeks, we're getting rid of them, though.
Yeah, and then if they still suck from there, then we'll do the whole season.
Okay, so no Panthers for the next 2 weeks. What's the other pot cookies?
I mean, for me, the pot cookies is pretty easy. I mean, well, I shouldn't say pretty easy. There is one or two others you could probably pick. But for pot cookies, for me, I think it's easily Giants-Browns.
Jesus.
I mean, oh no. Oh God. No.
I mean what has to be said about that game? Like, you know, the Giants can't score offensively. Daniel Jones just he seems lost, completely lost. Singletary, believe it or not, hasn't actually been bad, but he's not what Saquon Barkley was. Malik Neighbors is nice, but there's only so much he can do when he's basically the only receiver in that offense that's consistent. You know, Wandale Robinson's not bad, but he's not Malik Neighbors. And then, I mean, their defense is all right, but that's gonna be a low scoring game. That's probably gonna be like a final score of like 13-10. I mean, because Deshaun Watson's terrible. You know, they're still not, they're really not healthy. And, you know, Njoku's out. You know, obviously Nick Chubb is still out, obviously. That defense is okay, but it's not the greatest. And that game's in Cleveland, you know, anytime there's a game in Cleveland, especially, those games end up being just completely just like, you know, ugly looking games. You know, so I can't expect much out of that game. That game's gonna be pretty, I think, defensive. You know, Myles Garrett's going to eat that offensive line for breakfast. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, not even breakfast. But then again, you know, the Browns offensive line is not really that much better. So, yeah, I can't expect much out of this game. And I don't expect much out of the quarterbacks. I don't expect much out of the running games. I mean, even from a fantasy perspective, if you have any of these guys in your leagues, like I don't have any in my league, I wouldn't even start them.
The only guy here on the Giants who would start is Malik. That's it.
Yeah, he's pretty much it. But nobody I know really has him. Like, on a good roster.
I have him in all my leagues, so.
For you, maybe a little bit. But either way, in terms of just real life football, this game's going to suck. Plain and simple. It's the pot cookies game of the week.
All right, well, what's your pick?
So that's basically the.
Pick anyone, worst game of the week.
Ah, man. Honestly, I'm shooting a dead horse here, but I gotta say it's gonna be the Panthers and Raiders.
We can't take the Panthers. We're admitting the Panthers.
Because
it's clearly the worst game of the week. Any Panthers game is clearly gonna be the worst, so there's no point.
Man, I don't know. After that, besides that, it's hard to pick because I know Brandon picked Giants and Browns.
You can also take Giants and Browns as well.
Honestly, I'll say Packers and
Titans.
Packers, Titans. All right, make your case. I like this thought.
I like that. That was my second pick.
Yeah, honestly, the Titans and how Will Levis. I remember a lot of people, even the media, they call him the mayonnaise man. I'll call
him Will Levis is the mayo man. We call him the mayo man on this show.
Yeah, mayo man. I don't know what he's been doing with the offense. I don't know. It's kind of, it feels pedestrian with that offense. And honestly, it looks horrendously bad. Despite some good throws, you know, to Ridley. Other than that, it's...
Will, your mic's breaking up. Will, your mic's breaking up a little bit. Hang on. Just get it reset. You okay?
Your mic was getting cut a little bit.
Yeah, it's cutting in and out. A little bit.
Wait, try to hop out real quick and hop back in. Maybe that'll fix it.
All right.
I also want to add to this Titans game as well that I don't think that Brian Callahan likes Will Levis at all.
Yeah, based on the answer he gave, calling him out, but not kind of like, you know, at least he was upfront and honest. But on top of that, like, you know, don't put your quarterback on blast like that. Just say, hey, you know, I gave a talking to him, you know, about that on the sideline. Just leave it at that. Like, don't call it stupid. You know?
Yeah. I'm also going to quickly hop out, hop back in. Hang on. Let's see. Hang on a moment.
Are you good now?
I think so. Yeah, we're good. We're set. There we go. Yeah, I think so.
I was going to say, what is this, like the third straight week of technical difficulties?
It's all Discord. Yeah. Discord's being wacky lately. I don't even know.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's been so weird. But we'll continue. Because, I mean, Jordan Love might start for this game on Sunday, which will make it somewhat more interesting.
I can't see it, though. I can't see it. I wouldn't risk that.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't either.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. Honestly, Malik Willis didn't look all that bad. But honestly, still, I'd bring out their Jordan Love versus a Tennessee team, and that was the bad, best, like the not the bad idea, but honestly, I would actually just say Jordan Love for the stretch because you're gonna need him for a playoff push. So maybe sitting him out is not really all that of a bad idea because honestly, it is a Tennessee team and Malik Willis is, you know, Malik Willis.
Yeah, I honestly think just wait for next week on him for sure.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Let's continue with the worst take of the week. Brandon, I know you have some thoughts on this and we'll get Shane's thoughts on this on Sunday, but Mel Kiper saying we should outlaw two high safeties in the NFL is the dumbest thing I've ever heard an NFL commentator say in my entire life.
That made hearing that made my ears bleed.
It made mine bleed too.
I have never in my life heard a worse take than that. I've heard some really bad ones over the years. There's a lot of sports analysts that I don't you'd like to listen to and that I don't care for because I think they're just dumb. But and Mel Kiper was already bad at being the quote unquote draft expert. But that him saying that they should outlaw the NFL should outlaw the two high safeties is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And they're like, oh well, because there's no passing in the league anymore. It's like,
what do you mean there's no passing? Yeah, it's lower, but it doesn't mean there's none.
Yeah. It's like he's like, oh yeah, like what's his argument? Like, oh, the yards per game and things like that. Like, there's not many guys throwing over 300 yards or whatever anymore. It's like, yeah, they weren't doing that in the 50s, 60s, 70s either.
Well, I also want to add this. I think it's a positive that we're getting more running game. We need a balanced NFL. It's good.
Yeah, it is. And it's like the NFL, you know, when it's in its original incarnation, you didn't throw the ball, you ran it. So, you know, but the problem is with saying they get rid of two high safeties too is just the fact that this is the way football has been played in the modern era, like
forever.
Since the forward pass was invented. This is the way the game was played. So I don't know why Mel Kiper, who you know he loves to pound his chest about how much he loves football. So, you know, you love football, but you want to get rid of something that's unique to football. Does that make any sense? It just doesn't. And it's like two high safeties, right? And they're like, oh well, you know, teams are afraid to pass. They're not afraid to pass, but would you throw deep on Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons? Because that's why Philadelphia didn't do it. They're the two best safeties in football. That's why you don't do that. Not every team has Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons. So two high safeties for the Falcons looks different than two high safeties for the Dolphins, looks different than two high safeties for the Chiefs. Same concept, but it's like you can throw deep on teams if they don't have good safeties. Like, I don't understand Mel Kiper's just his argument at all. Like, none of his argument makes any sense. And on top of that, like, you know, he's like, oh, well, you know, teams are afraid to throw deep. Yeah, because nobody wants to throw 25 interceptions in a season.
They're being more cerebral, which is good.
Yeah, which is what you want from your quarterback because you want to control time of possession. You want to make the accurate pass. You want to make the right throw. You don't want to just say, hey, you know, F it. Tyreek Hill's down there somewhere.
We want to stop doing that.
Yeah, because that's not good football. That's stupid and that's lazy football. And that's, you know, that's why guys like Jamarcus Russell and Ryan Leaf didn't pan out. So, like, I don't get Mel Kiper's art. Nothing about what he was arguing for made any sense. It's like, okay, Grandpa, it's time to go to bed. Because that's ridiculous.
Will, what are your thoughts on it? Because it's probably the most disgusting take in the history of football.
Honestly, Mel Kiper has been one of the worst takes. This guy is the same guy that got buried during the draft when the Colts was going after I forgot what quarterback it was, and then Mel Kiper tried to like rant about it and said the GM don't know what they're doing. It says, I don't know about this Mel Kiper guy, but this Mel Kiper guy don't know what he's talking about. And I agree. And honestly, with Mel Kiper's idea, with cover two, honestly, it's like, I don't know why would you get rid of it. Honestly, I kind of get what's going on. But at the end of the day, like, we have got rid of, like, a lot of these tackles and all these other things in the NFL. And honestly, getting rid of this is way unnecessary. And I honestly do not believe that we shouldn't get rid of something that obviously works for defense, because honestly, they got rid of the back tackle where you got to grab the shoulders. The shoulder tackle, they got rid of that, especially trying to sack the quarterback. So what? So you're trying to get rid of the cover too as well? Like, now you're just gonna now you're probably gonna get rid of the low tackle with the ankles or something like that. Like, I don't know why would he want to get rid of everything for the defense? That what makes the defense of trying to do their job, not trying to get their offense. The offense, the touchdown. It's like you keep on hitting that defense. They have to keep adapting to win the rules. So I just think it's dumb because, man, like, it's not a bad thing. Like, it's a good thing to be trying to help the defense or any passing that, you know.
Yeah. No. Definitely. But I think that's the thing, Will, because it's like he's just trying to basically get rid of defense completely, and I hate that. It's like, why are we doing this?
Like, if we're just gonna keep making all these changes, no hip drop tackle, can't hit the quarterback in the legs, can't hit the quarterback up high, can't do all these different things now. And now you're gonna get rid of this. It's like, you just put the damn flags on their waist and call it a day already.
I know, flag football, right? Like, this is ridiculous. I have a Jerod Mayo update. Jerod Mayo unsure about quarterback change, but he admits they're competing for a job. It's week 3. Oh, what? God. This isn't preseason. Oh, what are we doing?
Oh my God.
It's not it's not Jacoby Brissett's fault that your offensive line can't block for shit. It's not his fault.
That offensive line was horrific tonight.
Absolutely atrocious.
So I know that you want to put the best team out there, but like, also, Jerod Mayo has to know, bro, you're not winning anything this year or probably even next year. So, like, you need to just continue to put your head down and just put Jacoby out there. Like, because Drake May literally got a WWE move put on him tonight in the 2 minutes he was out there. Like he literally took a spine buster to the ground on a play, and it was like, no, bro, we don't want to see that for no reason when the game's out of reach. Should have just left Jacoby in there, or you know what? Just put up the white flag and take a knee. I know you don't want to do that, but that's probably the best thing you probably could have done.
like all these college coaches trying to end games quickly because they're down by 70.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do our post credit scene. Switch 2 leaks. I'll post some of these photos in our chat so you guys can see this. Here's what pisses me off about these leaks, because this is pretty reputable from everything that I've heard, which is that these are very clearly just like from a manufacturer that's like developed on them or whatever. It's on the top image there. It just looks like a fucking Switch. Like, we're not making any changes here at all? Like, is this seriously what we're doing with this thing? Like, I'm trying to understand if this is the actual, if this is what it is, what upgrades are you making minus maybe a smaller or a better but smaller upgrade to a GPU and a CPU? It makes no sense to me.
And maybe a slightly bigger screen, and then you're just taking the, pretty much the home buttons on top of the Switch and putting them on the actual controller parts.
Yeah, so, putting them on the bottom.
Like, I don't know. It's like, it's like, you know how like every year we you know, the new iPhone or whatever comes out and everybody's like, oh yeah, like, you know, they're taking away certain features and they reintroduce them like, you know, 5-10 years down the road again. And it's like, oh, new features. It's like, it's not new. You people are just dumb and you buy into it. So
yeah. that's what people did with Madden until we caught up to Madden being so trash.
That's how they deal with the new PlayStation now. Like, oh snap, it's a more percent faster or something like that.
45% faster. The rendering's better. Yeah, exactly, Will. Exactly.
Yeah, like who cares?
We can't. We can't be going through this. Like, consumers have to get smarter. We talk about, like, we always talk about this, like, every week it feels like, when we talk about, like, how dumb, you know, gaming has become and then things like that.
That's been our theme on the Thursday night shows, because every midweek we get some weird gaming news that we, like, we have to talk about this. It's the same story.
It's just like, it's like how many times do we have to say it, or like, do we just have to be like, people, please get wiser about what you are purchasing.
Yeah,
like stop giving these companies money because they're not doing anything special to deserve it. It doesn't, like, it doesn't warrant your time or attention. Like, it's ridiculous how we have to keep talking about this every week, because I'm just like, I look at that product, I look at that Nintendo Switch, and I'm just like, I pray to God that is not what it's gonna look like. Because if it does, then we got some serious problems. And you know, Nintendo will sit here, like, you know, when they finally do unveil the actual official thing, they'll be like, oh yeah, we've had this, and this, which is a whole bunch of nothing, you know, nothing salad, word salad, just to confuse the consumer to make them buy it. It's like, all right, you know, but you're not actually adding anything, but people are still gonna, you know, you're still gonna make a ton of money off of it because people are still gonna buy it for whatever god awful reason. So
my thing, and Will, I wonder if you agree with this, because my biggest problem with Nintendo is, like, I'm getting tired of them being inventive. Well, I want them to be progressive. What I mean by that is, think about PS5, think about the series consoles, and how they're upscaling all these things. They're pushing what you can do on your television or your monitor or with games or whatever it is, right? And you have the Switch, yeah, that just feels so, I mean, it's a great little system, but, like, the portability to me is just a gimmick versus actually creating, like, an at-home console that people are looking for. Do you agree with me on that?
Yeah, honestly, with these type of games, it's hard to really think about, especially how, you know, the history of with the you got the Nintendo Switch, and now you can, like, basically go out, be portable, you can go play your game, and then you could, you know, play anywhere you want to. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's hard to explain how well these games are really produced and how well it's consumed better. But honestly, it's and also it really improved, especially when back then when we had the Nintendo DS, where it's like we could just, like, you know, buy a case, and then we just put the thing in there, and then we play it mostly.
We go on our merry way, right? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And so for me, though, that's my biggest problem with this. It's like you're not just by putting extra CPU and GPU stuff, and that's another thing people have to understand. There's only so much Nintendo's going to be willing to do with, I believe it's an NVIDIA chip. There's only so much they're going to be willing to do to upgrade or upscale it. Because it's still going to be 1080p. You're still going to have cartridges, which is fine. But it's like, it's not like evolving gaming as much as we would like. Brandon, is that sort of your thought on it? I mean, I like it as a novelty, but that's kind of what it feels like to me at this point.
I mean, you know what it feels like to me? It's just, I look at it as like, I feel like with Nintendo lately, they're just so stuck. It feels like trying to reinvent the Nintendo DS.
Yes, and Will, I think that's exactly what you're getting at. Is it feels like they're just trying to reinvent something that was already good.
Yeah,
like that's just how it feels. Like I'm like the Nintendo DS is basically the precursor to all of this. And you know, like we have like, you know, when we think about like home gaming with Nintendo, it's like listen, the Wii was the Wii, but that you can't say that was a good console. Like
it ran everything at 480p or 480i.
And it's like, I mean, the last good Nintendo console, like home entertainment console, was what? Either the SNES or the N64?
Or maybe the GameCube, but the controller was janky.
I mean, yeah. So, like, you know, that's going back already 25 plus years. So, you know, but Nintendo has been stuck in this phase now since the mid 2000s of trying to, like, basically for almost 20 years now, trying to remake the Nintendo DS and failing miserably. And the thing is, they're not being, and here's what we say, you know, they're trying to be like, you know, innovative and inventive, not progressive, you know, or not innovative at all, I should say. But it just feels like they're stuck in the same cycle of all. We're just gonna keep updating we're gonna update the Nintendo DS every year and see if people catch on. You know, we're gonna add a couple new features, maybe update, you know, the graphics card and things like that, or maybe, you know, make the buttons a little bit smoother for people since, you know, the Nintendo DS is older and rougher and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, make the console slightly bigger, the handheld console slightly bigger, or maybe, you know, like, oh yeah, we're gonna have, you know, detachable, you know, controllers, you know, basically nunchucks more or less. And it's like, but nobody wants that. You're not doing anything that is making it a good console, making it a fun playable console. You're not really, like, nobody is, like, listen, people are still gonna play the Switch, yes, but you're not doing anything to really push the boundaries of where gaming should be going. You're just kind of stuck in the hamster wheel.
And that's another thing too. I just got my Switch. My friend graciously gave me his. And look at the prices for some of these games. Like, I want to play Legend of Zelda. It's still fucking $60. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild has been out for how many years now? 5? Hasn't barely gone down on price because they just care so much about their IPs. And look, they have the best IPs in the industry. I'm not saying they don't, but, like, come on, guys. So, and we're looking, what, $400 for this thing? For this Switch 2, whatever this thing's going to be called? So, $400? I mean, that's fair. It's $500. We'll have a different conversation, but yikes. Any final thoughts before we call it a night? I know it's a quick one, but we expect it to be a quick one. As Will said, he wasn't very excited about Patriots Jets, and that's what we got.
Yeah. Honestly, especially with the Nintendo, I'm looking at it and looking at the console, it almost do look like the PSP for a bit.
Oh my god, it does. It has more of a PSP model than a Switch model, does it? It's like a PSP, but bigger a little bit. Because, like, some of the buns are modeled a little bit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even a Vita, yeah. 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 Next week, we're going to be recording on Friday because the World Series for AWA is starting on Thursday. So we'll be definitely doing that. So, and plus, do we really care about Cowboys Giants?
Nope.
No,
I mean, we do not.
I mean, I have to because it's my division.
Yeah, but still,
that's it. Yeah, but that's it. But I don't care. But in terms of what that means for Philly, I do care.
Yes, yeah, so that's gonna be next Friday. Our schedule for this week, Sunday, we're doing Gone Girl for Sunday, and then Monday is our first week doing a double. Doing a Monday night double. We're gonna do this three times this year. And the games aren't very good, but that's fine. Hey, well, at least for next week's Monday Night Double, we have a Seahawks Lions as one of them. So Will's going to be all over that. So that'd be
that should be decent. That should be decent.
That should be fun. But this week, Monday Night Double's going to take great. But for Will, for Brandon, we will see you all on Sunday. Honestly, to be fair, the funny part is with these random technical difficulties is just Discord, and they're actually quite funny, to be honest. More than something that's negative to me, so I think that's kind of wild. There are more just funny things that are happening during the show.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, I can't hate on it. Like, you know, it's still funny. It's just, I'm like, damn, man. I'm like, they have a good train of thought going. And it's like, oh, here's like, it's like, well, okay, what's happening?
What is going on? We're Discord's freaking with us. I'm probably gonna have to uninstall and reinstall Discord, to be fair, but yeah, I think that's gonna be the first course of action. But yeah, we're not robots, we're not a video game, we're not AI. We're doing this live for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we will see you all on Sunday. It should be good. Luckily, we don't have, I think we still have like 7 or 8 games at the 10 o'clock window or the early window, not 10. Thank fucking God. So that's gonna be good. But we'll see you all then.
Yes, sir. Take care, buddy.
Take care.